Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
We want to tell you what we know as we know it, but we just got a report in that there's been some sort of explosion.
For any second floor, and I don't know where my peers are. I don't know. I hope they're going to be okay. We saw a shadow. It looked like a plane. Next thing we know, it was boom, and the bull started shaking.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That looks like a second plane.
I was happening to look on the first tower, and I actually saw people waving where the first plane crashed through, and then it was unbelievable seeing this second jet come crashing into the second tower. What is going on?
Heaven on earth, we need it now.
I was buried alive for 15 minutes until I scrambled out.
Sick of all of this, hanging around.
Oh my God, there it goes!
Sick of sorrow.
The second building has just come down.
Sick of the pain.
And the death toll, still uncountable.
Sick of hearing.
Is also unimaginable.
Again and again, that there's gonna be
a new part of the Pentagon that was one of the areas that was terribly hit.
Peace on earth.
There was billowing smoke. It was hard to see everything, but I clearly saw something worse than what Dante would have imagined. There was rubble, there was twisted metal.
And then we saw the people jumping. We saw it was debris, and we realized it was people jumping.
And I clearly saw bodies and what appeared to be body parts strewn on the street, on the rubble itself.
I looked up as soon as we got across the street. I looked up, I saw the building start, the tower start to buckle. Three or four of us huddled together, and it was just black everywhere.
Where I grew up, the one-minute tree.
Okay, there's been an explosion of some kind.
Where the walls, we tear them down, use them on our enemies.
We don't see the smoke yet. Everybody's saying, get back. We're ready, running.
They say that what you...
The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts.
Surely overtake you, and you become a monster, so the monster will not break you.
We talked to a couple of people who actually witnessed the plane going down and said it was quite devastating. Went right down into the woods. They saw all sorts of debris flying out into the woods and into the trees, and it's quite a devastating scene from what we're told.
U.S. officials are saying there was no warning, no indicators of any kind of a likely terrorist attack.
And it's already gone too far. You said that if you go in high, you won't get hurt.
The victims were in airplanes or in their offices.
Jesus, can you take the time to throw a drowning man a line? Peace on earth.
Moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
Tell the ones who hear no sound, whose sons are living in the ground.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil.
No, who's the wise? No one cries like a mother cries for peace on earth.
Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings.
She never got to say goodbye to see the color in his eyes. Now he's in the dirt.
But they cannot touch the foundation of America.
Peace on earth.
Today, America has experienced one of the greatest tragedies ever witnessed on our soil.
Out at Nellis Air Force Base, right now, they're at the highest alert possible.
They're reading names out over the radio.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom.
All the folks, the rest of us, won't get to know.
And no one will keep that light from shining.
Sean and Julia.
There is a sense of war here at the Pentagon.
Gareth, Anne, and Breda.
Completely.
Their lives are bigger than any big idea. Jesus, can you take the time to throw a drowning man a line? Peace on earth.
This is the most tragic hour.
To tell the ones who hear no sound, whose sons are living in the ground, peace on earth.
In America's history. America's history.
Jesus, in the song you wrote, the words are sticking in my throat. Peace on earth.
can't even look at it because all I can see are people.
Hear it every Christmas time, but hope and history won't rhyme. So what's it worth, this peace on earth?
I thank the many world leaders who have called to offer their condolences.
Peace on earth.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
peace on earth.
I fear no evil, for you are with me.
Peace on earth.
We said our thoughts and prayers are with those families and those injured and those who are the casualties of today's attack. We also remember those thousands of people who are rescue workers. We'd ask now that we all bow our heads in a moment of silence and remembrance. Thank you.
From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, why we
God bless America.